Hey friends, this is Lauren Ellerman at Frith and Ellerman in Roanoke, Virginia. I was walking my dog yesterday listening to a podcast and it occurred to me, I've been writing a lot of blog posts, but don't have time myself to read a lot of blogs these days, and so time to do a podcast. So here's hoping that you are listening to this while you are walking the dog, sitting on the train, or driving to or from work. The episode one of the Virginia Business Litigation Podcast, let's talk about a surefire way for how employees can get sued by their ex-employer. Now, really, no one ever wants to get sued by an ex-employer. So this entire topic is facetious, ironic, sarcastic, etc. But if you're going to get some information passed quickly, let's do it as directly as we can. Here is how I think you, as an ex-employee of a Virginia company, can make sure that you get sued really quick after you leave. Number one, when you leave, stick a thumb drive in your computer and take things with you. Number two, after you leave, attempt to log back on to your old company's computer system, software, email, etc. Number three, the month before you leave a job, email yourself things like client lists or customer contact lists. Anything at all transferred from your work email to your personal email will likely lead to the courthouse steps. Number four, tell your boss off during your exit interview. That is a really good way to invite litigation. An exit interview is not really your opportunity to be honest. If at that point you've decided that it's time to go, take the high road and just leave. Number five, talking to all of your colleagues except your immediate boss before you leave, telling them why you have to leave, and refusing to tell your boss until the last minute. That usually builds bad blood and may end up in litigation. Number six, starting a competing business while you're still working for your current company. Number seven, soliciting customers and clients after you've given notice for your new business. So let me give you the example. You're still on the clock, you've given your 30-day notice to the first company, but you know you're opening a competing company, so why not tell the clients, hey, listen, I'm not gonna be here in a month, why don't you call me at my new cell phone number while I'll be running my own business? It's a really good way to get sued. It's called breach of fiduciary duty of loyalty. So guys, if you really wanna get sued when you leave your employer, here's some excellent ways to do it. If you would like not to get sued, in fact, my advice is a more holistic approach. Plan your exit and talk to an attorney months before you leave. Have them look at your contracts to make sure that your new job or your new prospect is not in violation. I had someone this week tell me, everybody knows non-competes are not binding because it's a right to work state. Now, I understand this is the general rumor surfacing around very intelligent Virginians. Unfortunately for these very intelligent Virginians, it's just a rumor. Right to work has absolutely nothing to do with non-compete. And yes, your non-compete may likely be enforceable and may likely be valid. So before you sign it thinking, well, it's not binding, and before you leave, join a competitor or any other kind of job in the industry, have an attorney help you with the transition. No thumb drives, no emails to yourself, and hopefully we can keep you out of a lawsuit. So there you go. Episode 1, Virginia Business Litigation Podcast, How to Get Sued by Your Employer When You Leave. If you have any questions about your specific circumstances or your own transition, give me a call. 540-985-0098, helping Virginians all over the Commonwealth, but happily living in Southwest Virginia where property taxes are not that high. Thanks all.